From the KTOO newsroom, this is Andrew Kitchenman with the latest news. The National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration released its annual report card on the Arctic this week. It's the 13th such report and provides yet another stark snapshot of a rapidly warming region.
This was the second warmest year on record in the Arctic.
Emily Osborne is a climate scientist with NOAA and the editor of this year's report card. The document looks at seven big categories, the Arctic's so-called vital signs. Those include things like snow cover, the condition of the Greenland ice sheet, and sea ice conditions. Osborne says sea ice conditions were notable this year, especially in the Bering Sea, where last winter saw record low ice extent.
There are scientists here at the American Geophysical Union meeting where the report card was released this week, talking about how they've been working in the Bering Sea for their entire careers, 30, 40 years, and they were never anticipating seeing conditions that they saw in 2018 in the Bering Sea in terms of temperature and ice extent.
The report also included discussion of several brand new topics, like the rise of microplastic pollution in Arctic waters and harmful algal blooms, which are pushing further north as ocean waters warm. Osborne says that the takeaway of the report card is clear. The persistent effects of warming in the Arctic are continuing to mount, driving big changes throughout the entire Arctic system. The city and borough of Juneau has been working on a development plan for Auk Bay for years. The city planning department is working with a steering committee to figure out how to turn the quiet neighborhood overlooking Stater Harbor into a pedestrian-friendly hub for recreation and business. Last week, the city invited residents and business owners to weigh in on new zoning. As KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports, many neighbors have reservations.
Right now, Auk Bay's town center basically consists of private homes, an elementary school, a harbor, and a mixed-use building housing restaurants and retail. There are at least five different types of zoning districts at play here.
Our hope is to create some cohesion in this Auk Bay Center where there currently seems to be a little bit of a hodgepodge of zoning.
That's Allison Edens, who works in the city planning department. On a map of Auk Bay's main commercial area, she points out two lots right in the center where residential complexes have been proposed. Construction has started on one with up to 50 condos. The second is still in the proposal stage and would be slightly smaller.
Developments coming to Auk Bay, whether we have a new zoning district in an overlay district or not.
Pat Kemp is one of the partners behind Auk Bay Station, the condo development now under construction.
Currently, the zoning requirements allow buildings taller than ours to be built in front, which would block our view. And one of the assets of living in Auk Bay is viewing the harbor and the boats and so forth.
That's a concern echoed by many residents at last week's meeting. The Auk Bay plan specifically highlights protecting views as one of the ways to promote growth in the area. Other recommendations in the plan include rear parking and encouraging multi-story buildings with commercial and office space below and residential above. It's also one of the reasons why the committee is proposing creating two new zoning districts in Auk Bay. Edens says they're meant to encourage the development of a compact, mixed-use neighborhood and incentivize design standards for buildings. But some residents feel the proposals ask too much of property owners. Sean Gertson has been following the committee's work on the area plan.
There's always room for improvement. Don't get me wrong. But requiring somebody to do something with their property the way that they are doing is this kind of an overreach.
He doesn't live in the town center that would be affected by the proposals, but he's still concerned. And he's not alone.
A lot of the residents around there really don't want this to happen. I think it's a very difficult plan to implement, especially with all the existing buildings that are already there.
Gertson's main issue is mixing residential with high-density commercial zoning. He worries it may lead to more crime in the area. Other residents like Carla Allwine are more optimistic. She says she'd love to see Auk Bay look more like towns along the Oregon coast and thinks the proposals are a step in that direction. Still, parking remains a concern. At the public meeting, Allwine suggested that the city set aside land for public parking.
They're going to experience a increased tax base from all of this. And a park and ride in that area would do a lot to offset the parking issues downtown.
Edens is quick to remind residents that this is just an initial step in a long-term planning process. There will be more opportunity for public input. At the earliest, the proposal may come before the Planning Commission by late spring. The committee meets again next week to discuss the proposed zoning plan. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Hoonah is on track to add a second larger cruise dock to accommodate the growing number of megaships visiting Southeast Alaska. Cruise lines are attracted by Icy Strait Point, a seasonal entertainment complex. The local village corporation owns Icy Strait Point, which attracts well over 100 cruise ships each year, says CEO Russell Dick.
The need for the second dock is to really accommodate the growing demand for cruise lines and guests who want to experience the authentic Alaska here in Southeast. And you know, you have more ships coming, you have larger ships coming, and we need to ensure that we've got the infrastructure to handle those ships and those guests.
The new dock will be built in partnership with Norwegian Cruise Lines, and it will better accommodate Norwegian's megaships, the Joy and the Bliss, that carry about 5,700 passengers and crew. Icy Strait Point's VP for Operations, Tyler Hickman, says the second dock will be in a forested area about a half mile further from town than the existing dock. That will help spread out passengers getting off the ships.
Due to the 23,000 acres of land that Hoonah Totem has access to, we have the ability to develop it in a respectful way that all of the guests are going to have this wilderness experience without feeling crowded.
The new dock will be built on city-owned tidelands. This week, the Hoonah City Council tentatively agreed to a 25-year lease, though financial terms haven't been settled. But Hoonah City Administrator Dennis Gray said city leaders are enthusiastic.
It's an important project for sure. It needs to help us secure our economic future by having more tourism down for sure.
Hoonah Totem Corporation said it plans to release further details about its partnership with Norwegian Cruise Lines and the new dock next month at public meetings in Hoonah. This is longtime Juneau musician and Folk Fest regular Mike Truax performing his original song, That's Me. Recorded back in April at KTOO, the song pays tribute to the who's who of Juneau's music scene, with shout-outs to Colette Costa, Bob Banghart, the Zahasky family, and the late Don Drew. Truax wonders, how come everybody's got a CD but me?
They say that Buddy Tabor's gonna be a star. They say the glacial erratics individually are bound to go far. And Palms, he's a butterfly. Me, I'm just a flea. How come everybody's got a CD but me? Well, everybody's got a CD but me. How come everybody's got a CD but me? Banghart, now he's in two good bands. Junior Kane's in three. How come everybody's got a CD but me? And they say that Colette Costa, about as good as you can be. And the Paul Zahasky family band, man. You just gotta see. Riley's on the radio and Tibbetts is on TV. How come everybody's got a CD but me? Well, everybody's got a CD but me. How come everybody's got a CD but me? Yeah, I got charisma and personality. How come everybody's got a CD but me? So I'll just go get Buddy to write me a dozen songs. Get old Pat Henry on the top.
Recorded in collaboration with Justin Smith of Rusty Recordings in Gustavus, the video is part of our Red Carpet Concert Series, an ongoing music video project by KTOO Public Media. The weather, it's 34 degrees at Juneau International Airport. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. That's the latest news from the KTO newsroom. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.